You never know what we're going to do, do you? I want to be like you. How many of you remember that song from Jungle Book? So, Ooby-Doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you too. You see, it's true. Someone like me can learn to be someone like you. You know, the Apostle Paul, he writes, he says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Friends, there is a battle, and we all face it. Our culture wants us to conform, and God wants us to transform. You know, culture will scream. It is seductive. You know, it says, talk like me, walk like me, act like me. And so people imitate. Everybody's doing it. And that's how someone like me can learn to be someone like you. See, we live in a jungle. Our culture wants us to conform, but our God wants us to transform into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And today what I want to do, I want to give you a secret. I want to give you kind of a clue on what to do so that you quit monkeying around when it comes to change in your life. How many of you have ever remodeled a room in your house? All right. Here's what I figured out about remodeling. I mean, we remodeled our kitchen years ago, not the house we're at, but when we were still in Springfield. And anyway, I figured out it always takes longer than you expect. Always. Always. I'm sorry if you're in the middle of a remodeling project. I just kind of put a damper on it, didn't I? But it always takes longer. It will cost you more than you expect. And it is going to be messy and chaotic. The mess will kind of spill throughout other areas of the house. And at some point in the process, you're going to question why you ever started the project. You'll find yourself saying, you know, the kitchen wasn't all that bad. What was I smoking when I thought about doing this? I actually kind of like the old kitchen. Friends, changes like that oftentimes in our lives. I've always tried to be kind of a no-holds-barred type teacher that whatever the topic is, I've always tried to kind of shoot straight. And even if it's difficult to hear, tough to hear, makes us uncomfortable, I have never wanted to give simple answers to something that's actually very complex and difficult. And so I know some people find it easier to just kind of avoid those realities in their life and just kind of jump over it and go, oh, well, it's real simple, do this. But I've never wanted to do that. You see, in the jungle of change, I believe it's imperative that you know everything you can because it's key to your success. And what I'm about to say and talk about today, it's not popular. This would not sell a lot of books. But we will experience pain as we change. I mean, maybe it's a vocational shift in your life. Maybe it's a financial adjustment. Maybe it's dealing with some habit or addiction. Maybe it's an issue with anger or greed or lust. Whatever it is, do not underestimate the pain that's going to be involved in the change. See, no pain, no gain. You've seen those shirts before? It's true. I mean, too many people fail to change because they underestimate the pain that's going to be involved. You know, it's kind of that idea, oh, I can make the shift, you know, when I want to. It won't be a big deal. This will be easy to change. I can transform things when I decide I want to. But inevitably, when you're in that jungle of change, when you get down the path a little ways, you find out you're in the swamp. And you know what happens in the swamp? People get swamped. We start sinking. We start getting tangled up in the undergrowth and the thicket and the thorns. And we struggle. Why? Because it's a swamp. And our basic instinct when we get into the swamp is to retreat. You know, we've been talking about change. And today what I want to talk about is the cycle of change. You might even call it a cycle of success. And I want you to get this, because God wants us to be successful in making these God-given changes in our life. God wants to transform you from the inside out. And true success is only possible. We can only really change when we go off the map with God. When we discover God's will. When we start walking in perfect sync with God. Allowing God to lead us and guide us. And this verse is core to the series. We said, whether you turn to the right or the left, your ear will hear a voice behind you, the Holy Spirit speaking. This is the way. Walk in it. See, change is a process. The swamp is part of the process. It's part of the cycle of change. If you're gonna change, you gotta go through the swamp. Yes, progress, sometimes it's slow, extremely difficult, but the swamp's part of the ecosystem of change in your life. I mean, after you wade through the swamp, what you find, if you keep going, is you grow. Change plus struggle in the swamp, it equals growth in your life. This is where most people fail, though, because they get to the swamp, they get swamped, and in the swamp, what happens is they panic and they retreat. And I'll be honest with you, I do not dig the swamp. I do not dig the pain of change. I do not like delayed gratification in life. But it is the swamp that God actually changes us. And I know when you're in the swamp, some of you are there today, you're thinking, well, I thought change would be like instantaneous. I thought it would be easy. Why didn't you tell me it was going to be hard? This isn't what I signed up for. You mean there are going to be challenges? You mean I got to face some conflict? You mean I'm going to be persecuted, maybe? I'm going to face temptation? I'm going to get stuck in the muck of life? I might fall in the marsh? I might find myself in extremely hostile environments as I'm trying to change? Friends, it's a jungle. Change is a jungle. And this is just my observation. Many people get swamped in the swamp and they retreat. They bail out right before they were going to have a breakthrough. See, change always, always, always requires more than you expected. Change is possible when you finally defer to God. You know, it's possible when you start following God. Allowing God to lead you and guide you. Walk in this way. We said in this series that change, it's only possible when I admit I can't change. But God can change me. Sure, I can tweak things. I can make a few adjustments in my life. But true change, it's really only possible with God. As God changes me from the inside out. Last week we said that there comes a point in your life where you have to come out of hiding. You have to quit trying to cover things up. And we said that God, because he loves us so much, is really good at uncovering the things we try and cover up. And that God will cover the things that we uncover. That when we come out of hiding before God, there's this exchange that takes place in our lives. And we're able to exchange our guilt for God's grace. We're able to exchange the failure in our life for His forgiveness. We're able to exchange our pursuit for His passion, for His agenda, for our lives. And friends, when that exchange takes place, that's when real change can begin in your life. Again, God works from the inside out, rearranging things in your life. Change is not for the weak-hearted. Change is messy, and it's costly. And when you start that process of change, whatever it is that you're trying to change, at some point in the process, you will question your choice. You'll change your mind about change. Why did I make this decision? I mean, is it really worth it? Really? Blah, 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 blah. Change requires that you defer to God. Change requires that you allow God's Holy Spirit to guide you and direct you and empower you. Change requires that you face the swamp, that swamp of conflict and pain. And a little heads up here. Who you hang with matters. It's why so often I'm saying you have to make a priority of being in God's house every week. It's why it's so important that you develop a small group of Christian friends, whether it's in a small group or a team that you serve with, so that you've got people around you that will encourage you and love you, that they will love you enough to every once in a while just be honest with you and challenge you in your life. Life is too short to hang out with complainers and whiners and people that blame everybody else for their problems. You need people that are cheering for you, that are encouraging you and loving you. See, changing people change people. But the swamp, in the swamp, it is a mind game. It is a mind game. Sometimes I'll meet people, I've shared this many times, but I'll meet someone and they're just making all these decisions that are kind of off the chain, so to speak. You just go, that's a crazy decision. And I'm an observer, and so I'm kind of watching from the sidelines, and I'm looking at the situation, I'm looking at the decisions they're making, and I go, what are they thinking? What are they thinking? And when people make these crazy decisions, the reality many times, if you dig under it, they're not thinking right. I mean, they just aren't. And here's the deal. If your thinking is off, guess what? Your behavior will be off. They're actually connected to one another. You know, I'll talk to someone and they've maybe blitzed through 3 or 4 marriages. You know, maybe on their 5th career change of the year. And they'll be sharing with me what's going on in their life. And they're like, I'm just being mistreated, and this is so unfair what's happening. And this happened, and everybody's got problems around me. I just can't believe how messed up people are. And the more I listen, the more I realize there's a common denominator in their story. The whole time I'm thinking, sometimes I say it, sometimes I don't, but I go, maybe it's you. Maybe you're the problem. I mean, if your belief system is messed up, if my belief system's messed up, my behavior will be messed up. And my decisions will be messed up, and they will create quite a mess. On the other hand, if I make a decision to become a Romans 12:2 kind of person, if I will allow God to transform my mind, it changes things. Do not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your minds. That word transformed in the Greek, it means to change from within. It's a renovation term. If we cooperate with God's Holy Spirit, here's what we can expect. We will be transformed by the renewing of our mind, not the removal of our mind. And I know there are a lot of people think, oh, when you become a Christian, you just kind of check your brain out. That's not true. We do not get a spiritual lobotomy, so to speak. We need to engage our brains. We need to use our mind. God created you fearfully and wonderfully, and he gave you this incredible capacity with your mind. It's God-given potential. But we use our mind and allow God to renew our mind and speak into our lives through his word, through prayer. And I want you to check this out. What happens when God does that? You may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Proverbs, it says, "For as a person thinks, so they become." And I just wonder, what are you thinking about these days? What is it that's on your mind? Take anything in your life that you know you need to change. And I want you to specifically identify it this morning. You know, maybe it's a vocational issue, maybe it's something in your marriage, maybe it's your finances, maybe it's an issue with anger or honesty, whatever. But I want you to identify that thing that you want to change. And I want to tell you today, you can change by the grace and power of Jesus Christ. And so from here forward, when I talk about change, I'm talking about God-directed change. I'm talking about God being involved in it, all right? So when you start that process of change, you need to expect that you will get tangled up in your past. Some people get caught off guard with this. People think, oh, I can just leave and start all over. You know, I'll bail. Everything will be great then. I'll just reboot. It is a popular approach today, especially in our culture, isn't it? Oh, I'll leave my marriage. I'll start over. I'll leave my family and kids. I'll start over. I'll quit that job, and I'll get another one, and then everything will be great. I'll bolt. I'll sell everything, move to the Bahamas, lay on a beach, chill out the rest of my life, and it'll be good. I mean, it sounds cool. Sounds kind of sexy. Sounds hip. But here's the truth, friends. You cannot leave your past. The past will always be there. God forgives our sins, and if we ask him to, but there's always consequences. The thicket of the past, it tangles you up. Some of you are tangled up in it today. And you got to deal with it. I mean, you have stuff, I have stuff. We all have stuff, don't we? Paul writes this, he says, "Do not be deceived. God's not mocked, for you reap whatever you what." So, see, maybe you were married. Maybe you had a couple kids. Maybe you got a divorce. Maybe you've moved on. You're with someone else now. Got a new family, new kids. Has God forgiven you? If you've asked, yes. But it is a jungle, and things are more complex than they've ever been in your life. If I robbed a bank and they arrest me, and I in the cell, I finally hit my knees and say, "God, forgive me. I have sinned. I am done with this type of life." Does God forgive me? Absolutely. But guess what? I'm still in the thicket. I'm still in the thorns. I'm still dealing with the consequences, right? It's a law of harvest. Your life is the net effect of the seeds that you've sown. The past, it's part of the change. The fact is, you have to deal with it. Dealing with the thorns, dealing with the consequences. We all have this stuff. And what I want to suggest, just like we did last week, don't hide it. Don't try and cover them up. but you got to own them at some point, and you got to give them to God. And what happens is when you do that, God will give you a perspective. He gives you a great perspective. He will lead you through that thicket. He will lead you through the issues that are there because of your past. He'll show you how to walk. He'll show you how to talk. He'll guide you. He'll challenge you. He'll love you. He'll empower you when you want to bail out. And that swamp, it's the transition stuff. See, God's Holy Spirit, it starts working in us. It's renewing our mind, changing how we think, how we act. And so as we're moving forward and sowing those seeds of obedience, taking a step of faith as God moves us to move forward, in spite of the pain, as we're going through the swamp, God leads us. He's done it many times in my life. And what happens is when I want to bail, you know, it gets tough, I keep reminding myself, I'm going to reap a harvest here. But you reap only after you sow. And sometimes it's a season. Paul writes, he says, if you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, in other words, listening to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. In the jungle of change, in the swamp, your past, it will challenge you. It will challenge you. You also find that as you're moving through the swamp, not only do you have to deal with your past, but sometimes you get tangled up because impatience will mess you up. You know, many people bail because they're impatient. You know, the reality is that, and this shouldn't come as a surprise, but we struggle in our society because we believe in instant stuff, don't we? I want marital bliss, and I want it now. I want financial freedom now. I want this situation to change now. I want it to change when? Now, change is a process. Change is about being patient, which requires time. It requires us spending time with God as we're moving through the swamp of change. And it's part of God's redemptive plan in our lives. It's how God works. It's how God does his best work. As we're going through the swamp, as we're listening and allowing him to guide us, he is working in us and he's working through us. And I want you to remember, when you're in the swamp and you're trying to walk with God, the evil one does not want you to change. He wants you to retreat. You know why? Because he wants you to go back into being captivity in your life to whatever it is you're trying to change. He wants to steal your life. He wants to destroy you. And the devil, well, he'll come after you if you're getting along in your change. When you're in the swamp and you're getting really close to making it through, he will work harder because he wants to steal your future. You see, God has us in the swamp of conflict because it's part of the transforming process. You know, through the pain, through the suffering, through the discipline sometimes. That journey through the swamp, it takes you to a whole nother level. So as you're moving forward, the devil's going to work against you. He wants you to retreat. I mean, how many of you have figured that out? I mean, that's how it works. Pride's another thing that'll entangle you. When you're in the midst of change, it'll stir when you're in the swamp. It'll create a sense in you that you need to retreat, you know, to go a different way. It creates that tension and fear and just a sense of perpetually retreating. I've watched people do this their whole lives. Oh, I know this is wrong. I know it is. I know leaving my spouse, I know that's not what God wants. I know leaving my family. I know that, you know, I shouldn't be sleeping in someone else's bed. I know that, but yeah, it's sin. I get it, but I'm cool enough. And I'm smart enough. and I'm big enough, and I'm rich enough, and I'm powerful enough to navigate this. I can change the outcome. It won't turn out like everybody else. I am the exception to the rule. You don't know how clever I am. I've got this. I can handle it. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky. You guys know this? It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Superman. Well, hey, Superman. Superwoman. You got to drop your cape. When you're in the swamp, you got to give it up. I mean, who are you kidding? How's that working for you in your life? Taking it on your own. I mean, be honest. Not working very well for some of you. Another thing that'll jam you up when you're in the swamp, you got this issue, you got this problem that you're trying to deal with, something that you know you need to change. Maybe you've tried to change a bunch of times. And so you get cut and you're bleeding in your marriage, you're bleeding in your finances, you're bleeding vocationally, and you got this cycle. And some of you live in this cycle. And it goes something like this. Crisis, I got a crisis. Oh, give me a Band-Aid, I'll fix that. And then you get it fixed, and then you're like, oh, I'm okay now. And then right back in, crisis, and you get another Band-Aid. And I'll talk to people and their world's coming undone. See them a couple weeks later, they go, oh, everything's cool now. It's cool. Yeah, sure. It got a little dicey a couple weeks ago, but now I'm good. And then they get right back to what they were doing before. So you get in that crisis. And in the crisis, you go, I got to change. I'm going to make a change. And so you make the change. Things get a little bit better. And then you go, well, I don't need to do this. And right back we go. It is a process. And friends, I just want to scream and go, how long are you going to keep monkeying around with this? I mean, it is a dangerous game. Hosea writes, when they sow the winds, they will reap a what? Storm. See, pride will keep you in a perpetual cycle of crisis, Band-Aid, crisis, Band-Aid, crisis, Band-Aid. What happens is you start living life and it becomes this roller coaster if you keep avoiding the swamp. You keep avoiding that pain that you got to go through. Friends, you do it long enough, you will reap a storm in your life. In fact, some of you should get ready because the monsoon's coming. I'd encourage you to be patient when you get in the swamp. Do not retreat. Face the swamp. Move forward in faith. Be obedient to God. God says left, you go left. God says right, you go right. Stay in the course. Be patient. Did I say be patient? You're walking with God. God's guiding you. God's informing you. And what's happening is God's transforming you. He's renewing your mind. He's challenging you. He's working from the inside out. Trust God, and be patient. See, it's in the jungle of change. It's in the swamp. It's a battle for your mind. It's why Jesus said this. He says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I love that verse. Some of you are being held captive by whatever it is that you know you need to change. And you just keep cycling it and cycling it and cycling it. In fact, some of you have been battling the same thing for months, years. If truth were known, some of you have been battling for decades. And friends, it's only when you get in the swamp that things can change. It's in that briny waters of pain and self-denial and suffering. It's in that trusting relationship with God. As you're in the waters, as you're traveling with God, God's renewing your mind. It's a process. And in that process, what happens is you come to know the truth. You learn to accept the truth about who you are, about whose you are. And because you come to know the truth and accept it, get this, it sets you free. It sets you free. Anybody want to be free? You know, several years ago, I think I've shared this before, but I was out with a buddy, and we were fishing off the Florida Keys, and we were out about 25 miles. And, you know, we were out in the shipping lanes where the cargo ships run. Wind's blowing, and the current there's always significant. I mean, always is. And so we're busy fishing and we're drifting. We drifted almost 30 miles south of where we thought we were. And so when we realized, we corrected and we got back to where we needed to be. Needless to say, after that, the rest of the day, about every half hour, we'd just check where we were and we'd kind of make corrections and adjustments. And we were keeping the drift in check. That's how it is when you're renewing your mind. See, you're in the jungle of change. And you're moving forward with God. And you're making your way through the swamp. And friends, it's real easy to get off course. You got to keep checking the compass. You got to keep looking and making adjustments along the way as you're moving. Because otherwise you're going to drift. It's easy to drift. It is a constant battle that you have to be involved in, allowing God to guide you. Go, okay, am I good here, God? Am I still good? Because if you don't do that, what happens is you drift. And you get panicked. And you start trying to take control yourself, which you're not any good at. And then you start making really bad decisions, unwise decisions. And at some point, you drift far enough, you retreat and you bail out on whatever it is you were trying to change. See, we don't drift into change naturally. We really have to be intentional about getting in the waters with God. You know, regularly saying to God, okay, God, renew my mind. I can get a little squirreled up here. You know, regularly spending time with God. You know, praying about whatever it is that you're trying to change. Reading God's word, seeing what he might have to say through that. Moving through the swamp with God. And just regularly just saying, okay, renew my mind, God. Why? Because I want to know your perfect will, God. I want to be free. See, it's off the map. It's going off the map in the swamp with God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Don't trust your heart. It will mess you up. People say it all the time, oh, I'm going to go with my heart. It will jack you up. It will mess you up. You know, don't lean on your understanding. You may be smart, but you're not that smart. I mean, no more superheroes, you know. Get rid of the cape. You know, quit stepping in going, well, I know what's best for me. This is my business. I'll handle it my way. God, you know, be there for me, but I'm going to do it my way. You got to lay it down. Then, if you do that, if you defer to God, if you're willing to listen to God, what happens is then God will make your path straight. And God will allow you to successfully navigate the swamp that you've been trying to go through for a while. See, forward in faith, as God's Holy Spirit whispers, as God is guiding you, as God's encouraging you and as God's giving you power to get through. See, the whole time he's renewing your mind. He's transforming you. And when you think right, well, guess what? You start feeling right. And when you feel right, you act right. And the right beliefs determine the right behavior in life. Off the map with God, God will change you. That's how he works. So some of you are in the jungle of change today. Expect there's going to be some challenges, some conflict. But I want to encourage you that that's a good thing. It's a good thing because when you're listening to God, as you're moving forward through that, God works. It says, but whoever obeys his word, truly in this person, the love of God has reached what? Perfection. By this, we may be sure that we are in him. Whoever says, I abide in him, ought to walk just as he walked. Ooby-doo. I want to be like you, God. I want to talk like you. I want to walk like you too. You see, it's true. Someone like me can learn to be like someone like you. See, change is possible. Change is possible. And just curious, anybody tired of monkeying around? Anybody need to change? Change is possible if you allow God to renew your mind and you're willing to step in and do the hard work. Paul writes this, and I'll close with this. Change the former way of life that was part of the person you once were, corrupted by deceitful desires. Instead, renew the thinking of your mind by the Spirit. Be that new person who was made to be like God, truly good and pleasing to him. Be that new person. It can happen. I'd challenge you. You know, we're going to keep adding to this through this series of what do you do next? What do you do next? But I'd challenge you to whatever that thing is you need to change. Get in the swamp with God. Start the process. You know, we got prayer teams that'll be down front here. You know, maybe you just need someone else to pray for you and say, you don't have to tell them what's going on. Just say, hey, look, I got this thing I need to change. Pray for me. Let them pray for you. Let them encourage you through the waters. Let them cheer for you. All right? Let's stand and have a word of prayer. Our holy God, God, we all have stuff that we need to change. And God, I know there are some today that they're real close to bailing out on whatever it is that maybe they've been working on it for a while. Maybe they haven't been working very long at all. But God, I pray your Holy Spirit would just speak into their life that you'd give them the strength to stay in the swamp. God, that they would know today that there's hope, that they can change, that with you all things are possible. God, I just pray that you'd pull a brother or sister alongside them, maybe somebody that was able to make it through the swamp, to just say, hey, I made it, and I'm glad I did. But it got tough. It got tough sometimes. God, I thank you for the times you've seen me through the swamps. God, we long to be like you. God, bring about that perfect will in our lives, that we'd pursue you, that we'd pursue with a passion. God, we lay whatever it is at your feet today. We take your hand and we just say, lead us through the swamp. God, we praise you. We thank you. May everything we say and do be pleasing in your sight. It's in Christ's holy name we pray. God's people said.